Hello and happy Easter from all of us at Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Today is the day we celebrate and remember Jesus rising from the dead, coming alive again, and giving us hope, joy, and good news for today and for the future, because Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. We're going to look at the Easter story. We're going to look at the Easter story as told by Matthew, but I'm not going to read the passage. I'm going to give my own interpretation of the events as seen by Mary Magdalene. So I'm going to kind of do a bit of a monologue based on the story told in Matthew 28. So I'm going to read, or I'm going to give this interpretation, and then I'll say a little bit about it afterwards. Mary and I prepared some spices for this morning. We need to honour him in his death, to show how much we loved him. I just can't believe he's gone. I can't believe they killed him. They murdered him. Didn't they realise who he was? He wasn't just an ordinary man. He was special. I just don't understand. Everything is so overwhelming. I turn to look at Mary, and she has tears running down her face just like I do. What are we going to do now? As we begin to get closer, I break the solemn silence. Mary, how are we going to move the stone? It's way too heavy for us. Mary just looks at me blankly for a second before the question breaks through the fog of grief in her mind. I don't know. Hopefully we'll think of something. Almost as if her words were some kind of signal, the ground begins shaking with the force of a powerful earthquake. The earth is shaking so much we cannot stay on our feet. Rocks and debris are flying everywhere. And so we cover our heads with our hands and just try to ride it out. What is going on? It is almost like God is moving in heaven. Is he showing his anger at what was done to Jesus? Just what is happening? Finally, the shaking stops, and we manage to pick ourselves up from the ground. We look at each other in fear before taking a look around us. As we look towards the tomb, my mouth falls open in shock. There's a man, gleaming like lightning. His clothes are white as snow. The man rolls the stone away and then sits on it. And the soldiers who were supposed to be guarding the tomb seem to have frozen in fear. They make no move to try and stop the man, angel. The angel turns to look at the soldiers and they begin shaking, turning so pale they look like death, and then suddenly they collapse to the floor. The terror of seeing that shining angel has been too much for them. Not that we're doing much better. We have also frozen in shock and fear. What is this angel doing here? What does this mean? The angel turns to us and I am terrified. But he just smiles gently and says, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are here looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly. Tell his disciples he has risen from the dead. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." What? Is this true? Can this possibly be true? Jesus is alive? I really can't believe it, but the angel seems to be telling the truth. Certainly Jesus's body is not in the tomb. We turn and begin to make our way back to the disciples. They are never going to believe what has happened. I almost don't want to tell them because They will just think I'm a hysterical woman who doesn't know what she's talking about. I mean, who would believe what has just happened? I certainly am having difficulty believing. I'm terrified that it isn't true, that this will all have been a cruel joke. But I also feel hope and joy filling me up. I really hope this is true. He's here. I can't believe it. He's standing right in front of me. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Oh, Jesus, you're alive. I fall at his feet, weeping with such relief and delight. I can feel my whole body trembling with the joy of it all. Oh, thank you, God. Jesus is alive. He takes me by the hand and lifts me back to my feet. Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. How amazing that day must have been for those women. To go from a place of such despair and devastation to being filled with the most wonderful joy and hope imaginable. But that joy and hope wasn't just for those women, for Mary Magdalene and another Mary. This joy and hope wasn't just for the disciples either, those people who the Marys rushed to tell the good news to. This joy and hope is for us too. All these centuries later, we can still know joy and hope because Jesus is alive. He has conquered over death and sin. He has defeated Satan and given us the opportunity to be welcomed into God's family. His death and resurrection mean that the stain of all the wrong things we have done or said is removed from us. We are being wiped clean from the inside out because of Jesus. This is why we can be filled with joy and hope, not just for today, but for our whole lives. But what will you do about it? Does Jesus being alive make a difference to your life? Does it matter to you? How does this truth change you? Because if we believe that Jesus is alive, we cannot remain indifferent to it. Jesus being raised to life again is the best news we can ever get. How are you being filled with joy and hope? Will you let it transform you? Or will you choose to reject the gift that Jesus so willingly, so freely offers? We all have a choice. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we can choose to reject Jesus and continue living life our own way and not caring about the consequences of turning away from God. Or we can choose to welcome Jesus into our lives, to accept him and allow God through the power of the Holy Spirit to begin transforming us into the people we are meant to be. We can welcome joy and hope into our hearts if we accept Jesus and what he has done to save us. So how are you going to respond to the events of that first Easter Sunday? How are you going to react to Jesus' invitation of love to join the family of God? The women saw Jesus and they worshipped him. Will you worship Jesus? How can you worship him with your life? Knowing Jesus is the best thing we can ever do. Will you allow joy and hope to enter your heart as you take Jesus into your heart? We're told that the women were filled with joy and hope as they hurried away from the tomb to tell the disciples what had happened. They knew they needed to share the good news with the people around them. How will you share your joy and hope with the people around you this week? How will you share the good news of Jesus with the people who need to hear about it? The angel told the women, "Go quickly, tell his disciples he has risen from the dead." Who are we going quickly to with the news that he has risen from the dead? Jesus is alive, and he wants to know you personally. He also wants to know the people around you. Will you introduce people to Jesus and let them choose if they want to follow him too? I love the fact that the women hurry to tell the disciples, even though they knew there was a pretty good chance that they would be laughed at and told they were being hysterical and imagining things. In that culture, women were not trusted to be reliable witnesses. Women, for example, were not allowed to testify in court because people didn't trust their testimony. And so the women knew that their report about Jesus being alive was likely to be disbelieved. But they still rushed to tell the disciples. They knew that the news needed to be passed on, regardless of how it would be received, regardless of what people would think of them. They knew that the news of Jesus' resurrection was more important than their own reputations. What about us? Do we put more importance in our own reputations and the image people have of us instead of the crucial news of Jesus' resurrection? Often we allow fear of what people will think of us, what they will say to us or about us, to stop us from speaking about Jesus. Let us learn from the women to have boldness and courage to share the good news of Jesus with those we know. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us celebrate and let the world know that Jesus is alive.